There's something magical about discovering new work from or new information about a favorite author. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marianne Winnick reviews two new releases that will open your eyes about an author you may have thought you knew very well, Toni Morrison. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. The only short story ever written by the Nobel Prize winner Toni Morrison has been published for the first time in a standalone book called Recitatif. Twyla and Roberta are both 8 years old when they meet at a New York State institution where they're both briefly housed. Because, as Twyla tells us in the first sentence, my mother danced all night and hers was sick. They connect immediately, though, quote, we looked like salt and pepper standing there. Though they run into each other several times later in life, the girls never recapture their childhood connection, partly because they're differing memories of an incident they witnessed involving a worker in the school kitchen. The thing is, Morrison never tells us which of the two is black and which is white, and the story is a thought experiment that allows you to watch yourself trying to figure it out. If you read Recitatif, here's some important advice. Save Zadie Smith's 50-page introduction till after you've read the story, which is also 50 pages. If you read the intro first, you'll forfeit the ability to apprehend the story on your own, which is more critical than usual here since the issue goes beyond spoilers. On every page, Morrison teases us with details about the girls, their mothers, and their lots in life that seem like they could help solve the puzzle of which is black and which is white, but never conclusively do so. I read it with my daughter, and we came to opposite conclusions about who was who. I encourage you to try the same. Also out now is a memoir by Morgan State professor A.J. Verdell describing the joys, challenges, and lasting lessons of a friendship with Miss Chloe Wofford, which was the birth name of Toni Morrison. When I met Toni Morrison in person, Verdell tells us, I had been her reader and her cheerleader for dozens of years, and what followed was 22 years of hero worship, including delights and resentments big and small. The author is still wondering why Morrison had to steal her favorite scarf, along with 2.5 spats, dished in detail. The relationship began in 1997, when Morrison was given the manuscript of Verdell's first and only published novel, The Good Negress, and sent back an unsolicited appreciation, which was almost unheard of. She went on to get the younger author invited to teach at Princeton, where she herself was ensconced alongside black luminaries like Cornel West and Yusef Kamanyaka. Princeton was a mixed bag for Verdell, overwhelmed and ultimately repulsed by the privilege that saturated the place down to the blades of grass. And Morrison was every inch the diva, with Jaguar, multiple residences, and Toni Morrison society in tow. But Verdell writes forcefully about the individual novels and about Morrison's achievement as a whole. Quote, relentlessly stripping the hegemonic gaze, Morrison made us and our human complexities so visible, in language so eloquent and deep, that the whole of world literature could not deny her innovation and brilliance. She is to literature as James Brown is to popular culture, that is, the essence of Black and Proud. Morrison fans should not miss this inside peek at a titan, passionate, personal, insightful, testy, and unique.
The books are Recitatif by Toni Morrison and Miss Chloe by A.J. Verdell. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org or on the WIPR app. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.